This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two ass would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, every hump day right here on these airwaves, Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, on what happens to be the number one afternoon drive sports talk program in the great city of Houston. We do a little stock up, stock down, different edition every week. This week's flavor is a little NBA Conference Finals edition of Stock Up, Stock Down right here on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley. And I'm going to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. And let's start with some positives. Stock up for you right now as we are down to four in these NBA playoffs.
I think stock up, and Clint, I think, and Tyler, I think this is the biggest stock up of anybody in the playoffs, and that is Tyrese Halliburton and his father, John.
The arrow's pointed up.
I would like to connect both of them together. Tyrese Halliburton, that game last night, that hadn't been done since the 70s, something like that. The last person to do what he did in the first quarter was LeBron, 15-5-5 in the first quarter of the game. He came out and he said, "I'll be damned." Like, that's superstar stuff, what we saw. Like, hey, we were up 20. We blew game three, I believe. And if y'all going to come and win this sucker, y'all going to do it over my dead body. And he came out immediately from word go, aggressive, getting everybody involved. And he ended up with 32 points. 15 assists, 12 rebounds, and no turnovers in 38 minutes of play. And Clint, that is just, to me, the addition to what he's already done. I think he is, now we'll see what this means down the line, but I think he has become the biggest launcher off of the playoffs. His status has jumped up. I think a lot of people thought this would be an Anthony Edwards launching pad. Maybe even Jalen Brunson launching pad. Now all of a sudden we look at Jalen Brunson, we found out he can't play defense like Luka, and he's in shape. Like, so all of a sudden he's getting picked on like hell. And Jake's about to go deep. Damn it. No, he didn't. Right to the wall. But Astros lead 5-3, by the way. But Clint, I think Halliburton is potentially showing himself. I said it last week as that star that no one saw coming. He's got attitude. He's got that kind of secret smile. But he's a bit of an ass on the back end of it. And his dad is a whole thing. I hope if they make it to the finals, he's in Oklahoma City. I hope they allow him to go on road games to bring it. So I think Tyrese Halliburton, his stock is way up. I think the breakout star of this playoff.
I like that, Ron, because I'm gonna tell you, man. He everything about him is unassuming, right? It's like even if you watch, like he does it like on an NBA floor. So this is no disrespect, but on an NBA floor, he doesn't look like one of the more athletic guys.
When you see him,
when you watch him move, it's not like he's more explosive than the guys on the floor or anything, or even in the same category as a guy like Anthony Edwards. And so it's unassuming, and to see him in the biggest moment when the stage is the brightest, step up and arrive. This is what NBA playoffs are all about. This is what, you know, the Rockets hope Jalen Green would have done. This is what the Minnesota Timberwolves hoped Anthony Edwards would do, and is step up in a way that Tyrese Halliburton has, which it's not always been 30-point performances, but his ability to get buckets and his ability to make big time clutch shots on this stage right now is must watch TV. And so I agree with you, man.
Do you think not his play, like talent? Do you think?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I think his star power is passing SGA. I'm talking about the way that, like, do more people... Like, are more people more apt to come to the party to see him he's than they are to see SGA.
He's on the verge. I'm not there yet.
Obviously, SGA is the better player, but I'm just talking about the
SGA is the better player. I mean, you could say, because he's, what he's done this year is MVP, obviously. Yeah. But I, you know, at the end of the day, like, I'm still, like, I like SGA because of his game. And it seems like his game is getting criticized more now than ever in terms of the, what do they call him, the free throw
merchant
or whatever. Like, I think that's, like, the fact that he doesn't just camp out behind a three-point line, the fact that he can get those mid-range jumpers and knock them down. I love his style and his game. But from the outside looking in, like, the media, it seems like he's getting kind of piled on from a negative light when Tyrese Halliburton is getting kind of lifted up. And so I'm still in the SGA camp in terms of who I'm going to turn the TV on, who I'm more apt to turn the TV on to watch. But Halliburton's coming. He's coming. I like that unassuming man. It is extremely unassuming when you're watching him play.
It is a little NBA Conference Finals edition of Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Ron just gave you his stock up, just Mr. Halliburton. Over to you, Dirty Red. Clint Sterner, stock up for you.
I'm going to go with what we believe the Rockets team-building approach is here, man. The team-first, cohesive group approach to building a team and committing to that group. I think the stock's up there. Obviously, we're watching OKC, a team that did it that way, and then you look across the league there, and Indiana is a team that has done it that way. So, I don't know, man. I think that approach, in no way, shape, or form, am I saying I don't think the Rockets should make a move and get this thing right. But that approach of being patient, building from within, liking your guys and trying to keep them together, keep that core together, boy, the stock's never been higher with two of the four teams left that have clearly done it that way.
The quality of depth between those two teams is very noticeable in their matchup.
Yep. The arrow's pointed up.
So those are your stock ups. If you're just tuning in, this is The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Every Wednesday right around this time, you can catch us doing a little stock up, stock down. Today's edition is focused on the NBA Conference Finals. And then there were four. We got the ups out of the way. Let's get into the downs. Over to you, Ron, the show. Stock down for you with these four remaining NBA teams, where we stand in the NBA playoffs.
You know, I've changed my mind on it here. My stock down is, and it's over for TNT, fellas.
Damn.
They are one game away. The next time the Knicks lose, I think we're going to see Ernie Johnson crying all over the set.
Oh, they're definitely going to stop traffic
Now they're not done. They're still going to be on ESPN next year. But we're like it is over. As soon as this series is over in the Eastern Conference, if the Knicks lose again, they are done. And it has been like a 40-year run. The NBA has been with TNT and Turner. Late last night, I was up all damn night. They did, as soon as the game ended, they did a documentary following this last season from start to finish. Just the broadcast inside the NBA team. Yeah, it was good. They you could tell there, Ernie and Emory, Ernie, is over there getting emotional and stuff. So
one of the best studio shows we've ever seen.
Stock down. Yeah, so good that another network is going to let them continue to produce it.
Buy the whole show.
Just buy the show.
Yep.
So shout out to TNT, not because of their poor, but it's going to be over when the Knicks lose.
Got to agree with you. Feels like it.
Let me stay right there because you said when the Knicks lose again, it's all over but to cry. My stock down is the New York Knicks. I'm with you. I thought they would win it. I thought they would win the series. I hoped like hell, Ron, you would be right when you said early on, boy, we just need the Knicks to at least make this a series. Like the NBA needs the Knicks in this thing for seven games and make a series out of this thing. I hope at the very least we get that. We're not even going to get that out of this group.
How much do you think? How far?
I think they're good. I think they're done.
Well, how long do you think they got enough to pull out Game 5 at home and take it to Game 6?
Yes.
Ends in Indy in Game 6?
I think Indy, yes. I think Pat McAfee gets on the court again and ridicules the celebrities that are there.
I hope they let John. They need to let John Halliburton on the court this time.
Well,
take him out the box. I think he's learned his lesson. I'm with you. I'll be honest with you. I was like, no, nah, man, keep his ass up there.
Well,
man.
We need to have a man to man. If I'm running stuff, we need to have a man to man. Like, we need to have a man to man conversation. Like, hey, bro, you can't jump on the floor, man. Just stay your ass off the floor. Sit wherever you want, but stay your ass off the floor, man. We haven't put you up here in a suite like a damn kid, so you ain't close enough to the court to get your feet on the wood.
That's the first game he's gotten to go to.
Yeah. Let's just
the whole next round.
I'm with you, man. But let's talk man to man. Now, if he comes back, well, oh, I didn't do nothing. I didn't say. Well, no. Okay, then you don't get it. Get your ass back up in the suite.
No, he's shown remorse. Yeah, come on. He's already done it. All right, coming up, we'll get you updated. Another big hit to give the Astros a lead, and DeZenzo went D's nuts out of the ballpark. We'll let you hear that. And there is an update on one of the important injured Astros, and it's a good update. We'll tell you what that is and who that is coming up next.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.